Morning. It's 9 a.m. on May 20th, a Saturday. No, a Sunday morning. Yesterday was Saturday. A glorious Saturday, even though it was rainy and grubby and I didn't walk until afternoon. It was a wonderful, peaceful afternoon that lasted nearly until 7, well, actually, till just after 7 o'clock last night. I got a bunch of stuff done. Not stuff that I want to get done, but I'm happy with the progress. Feeling quite good this morning. I've got a bunch of things I want to do today, some of which involve making sure that fences stay mended, because I've got only 4 days before I go to Balticon, and I need to make sure that things are well established here so that I don't get panicky phone calls once I'm there. So, yeah, lovely day. I started reading Bran Gamblin's book, Discount Miracles. Great start. I haven't got very far in it, but great start. There's a link to it under books in the sidebar at Talking on My Morning Walk. So if anybody's interested, you can get it there. I've had a couple of people point out to me that the Get the Books page hasn't been updated for double shares availability. Frankly, this is one of those things that's like, really? I had a couple of people notice it. And my response is sort of like, really? Yeah, I should fix that. Well, on the grand scheme of things, is that what people find me? I don't know. I don't know. I did have a very curious comment yesterday on the production schedule page, asking when I thought Double Share might be out. So I guess the reality is that people find it in different places. People find me through different means, because it's not like we didn't email people. I emailed. Ryden took a bit of a hit because they were 3 days behind my email. Technically, I was ahead of the game. So, very curious. I was looking through the lists of possible panels or my participation over the weekend. And the first one is Friday, 5 o'clock, I think. I didn't see one earlier, but it might have been there. I just didn't notice. I'll be there Thursday. And it seems to me, I thought there was one at like 4 or maybe 3. I know there was one fairly early in the day, but maybe 5 o'clock was it, that I was pretty sure an early morning Friday flight wasn't going to make it. So I'm flying on Thursday. I also went to find the story Bible and the background information that I needed for the Greedock the Splithead story for Sigler. And apparently, my IMAP purges things that are more than 60 days old without actually letting me know. Because I can't find anything older than 60 days in my inbox, which is a bit of a problem. So I've gone through and checked, unchecked, some of the settings in the new installation of Thunderbird. And I've written to Scott with hat in hand saying, I'm sorry. I need to get this thing banged out for him, along with the audio work that I need to get done. But I'm feeling good. It occurred to me that the story that I was going to read, which was actually the romance that I wrote for the workshop, probably wouldn't fly very well at a science fiction convention. It's just one of those things. There's no science fiction, there's no speculative fiction, it's just a straight romance. Very, very straightforward. I thought this would be a good piece to read, because it's pretty short, it's about 5,000 words, and It was very well liked. But it occurred to me that it's not really speculative in any particular way. So the audience looking for something science fictionish would be quite understandably disappointed, which also rules out some of the flash fiction pieces that I've done as well. So I need to go back to the original idea, which was to read Divine Inspiration in some of its parts, whether I start at the beginning again or go to the second bit or actually the conclusion, I don't know. I have to look and see. It might be big enough or small enough that I could do them all three in a half-hour reading. I have to go back and check. Because that would be a good one to read, I think, in a reading. It's certainly speculative. It's interesting for me to go back through and read it in the light of what I learned about characters, setting, and voice. Because in many ways, yeah, they are talking in a white room. Just heads, faces, talking, mostly. I like that. I keep my eye open on Tales to Terrify for Illimitable Domain. No, Illimitable Dominion. So far it hasn't been released. I'm not sure. I haven't heard back from them yet. I sent it to them, oh gosh, a month ago now. And I was a little concerned that the voice, the characterization, the character voice was a little too heavy. But I've heard some of the others, and it's okay, I think. Walter Paisley, Agent of the Stars Without Stars on Hollywood Boulevard. Quite a lot of fun to be Walter Paisley. I enjoyed reading the story as Walter Paisley, telling the Walter Paisley story. Which is an interesting idea. So many of my stories have no dialect. They've got no accent. Now, there's a reason for that. I get it hit a lot. Okay. Guess what? We have dogs. Very serious infestation of dogs. Yay. Wait. Every once in a while, somebody will comment that all of the characters in the Ishmael Wong story sound alike. And that's true, they do. But they do on purpose. Because people who have been through the same experiences, even though they have various backgrounds, most of these people all come from the same place. They all come from the same environment. They've all been through the same educational system. So it's not too surprising that they should all sound largely alike. Now, the reality is I probably missed a bet because I could have had Ishmael have an accent that would have set him apart a little bit. And I really didn't do that. I need to think about that for the next major work. And yes, at some point I have to put Ishmael along the way. I also need to finish Tanith Fairport. But you knew that. So, yeah, and the other one was that, speaking of Tanith Fairport, that there's inconsistency in the way people use language, and there is. But largely, the inconsistency lies in Rachel and William. Most of the others are pretty consistent in how they use language. Rachel and William swap back and forth between a more cultured way of speaking when they forget and are just talking normally, and a more rustic mode of speech when they try to talk like, and I use the term very loosely, common people. And it doesn't necessarily work. I don't know that I was 100% successful at it, but that was really the goal for it. Now, a couple of people have picked up on the fact that they talk differently. It's like, oh, what a terrible thing. He wasn't consistent in the way that they speak. Yeah, I don't know how to break this to you people, but folks are not necessarily consistent in the way that they speak. It's part of being people. What they say and how they say it varies depending on context, depending on where they are and who they're speaking to. And the idea that you should always have the same accent regardless of where you are and what you're doing. Yeah, you know, perhaps in literature, but really not so much. That's not exactly how people talk. That's not how it works. And that was one of the things that I was trying to work on. I don't know if I did it or not, but we'll see. I thought it was a good story. I'm really looking forward to Zachary's call. I've said that I don't know how many times. I need to stop looking forward and start looking back at having it be completed. I hear you cheering from there. Good
morning.
Good. So, another day. Oh, it's lovely. It was quite chilly this morning, 52 when I started out. It's warmed up a little bit. I did not put a sweater on today. The sun has turned quite warm. I'm on the long eastward run right at the moment, and headed to the park. So I have the sun shining full on the front of me. It feels great. Wonder how much of this I need to get vitamin D going. Something smells good. Flowers somewhere. So, yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff to do at BaltCon. I'll be doing a recording, at least one, with Thomas Gideon and John Taylor Williams for the Living Proof Brewcast, talking about Beer Quest, I think. Perhaps talking about other things, who knows. I'll be looking forward to sharing a glass and some conversation with them. I need to find some snacks. We had the last time I was there, they turned me on to this Crispin Lansdowne cider that was spectacular. And the only thing I wished I had was a nibble, perhaps a cracker or even a bit of cheese. Perhaps I can contribute to the festivities this year. Apparently the place to buy is Calvert, which is across the street, not too far from the hotel. So while I won't be bringing anything from Colorado, I will be taking probably the opportunity to participate in some of the local culture. Yes. Kinds of people out. This is what I get for being out walking at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. We're off work, walking around, walking dogs. There's a red-winged blackbird sitting on the pole where I normally take my picture. When I take a picture every day, in order to get some consistency and some stability in the days when it's particularly dark. There's a stanchion, one of those square signpost stanchions. It used to have a sign on it that said, no dogs in park. The sign's gone, but the stanchion being set in a concrete footing in the ground is not so easily displaced. and it's still there. So I found that by bracing the camera, the phone, firmly against the side of that stanchion at about the same place every day, I get a really good, consistent place to shoot from. So I get pretty much the same picture every single day, within a few degrees of vertical, almost 100% the same view. And the difficulty is, of course, that I never know for sure exactly left or right what the angle might be. So it might go left or right a little bit. It might be up or down a little bit. But it's from that spot. It has been for days and days and days, ever since I discovered it. It's gotten to the point where I've actually worn a pass where my daily trek down to the stanchion has scuffed enough of the dirt. There's a path through there that goes to the stanchion and back. It's only like 3 steps long, but it amuses me that so little, once a day, 4 steps down, 4 steps back. And of course, I'm assuming that I'm the only one who goes down there, and there may be other people who use it for the same purpose that I don't know about. And the northward turn along the park. Yes, yes, lovely day. There's a little bit of cloudiness around when I started out half hour ago. It's pretty much completely gone now. Sky is, particularly overhead, a particularly brilliant shade of blue. Almost a royal blue. Of course, at the horizons, there's still enough air to make it pale down to a paler robin's egg, but right overhead, perhaps in something approaching a cone shape of about 90 degrees, it's quite gorgeously blue. The green leaves all fold out now. We are certainly in the grips of early summer. Green against the blue is beautiful. Lawn crew has been through here, cleaned up the lawns nicely in the park. Is it gorgeous? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I like the wild pieces too. There's at least a certain section of the park that they leave with natural buffalo grass and prairie grass. It's definitely grass, but it's not a manicured lawn like you'd see in most parks. It makes for a nice change up. It makes for a nice break. And I won't be mowing my backyard today, but perhaps tomorrow. Front yard did get a nice mow. I took care of that the other day. Didn't take really that long. About 25, well, no, that's not right. It took about 40 minutes. But still, it was worth doing. Got it out of the way. Now I have only one to do between now and Thursday. Yay. Speaking of lawns, I'm back on mine. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll look forward to talking to you then.